I gather that was segregated too.
And yeah. Get on the back of the bus. You ride the bus down to the bus place, and then you have to walk up in town. That was a mile or more after you.
Oh, really? Okay, not for convenience, apparently, in some respect. Okay. We were told how much Roswell has grown.
It really has.
So does it feel like it's gotten a lot bigger, or does it still feel like sort of the small town that you came to 60 years ago?
It's lots bigger.
Okay, so it doesn't have that small town feel anymore.
So could you used to go to the store and know everybody in the store here? A long time ago, when you used to go to the store, could you know everybody? Would you know almost everybody in the store back 20 or 30 years ago? Would you know everybody in the store?
Almost.
And now, and now if you go to the store, do you know?
No. No, you don't know the people now, the people.
What about in the black community? Do you feel like there really is, even though you say that the blacks have moved out and live in other neighborhoods, do you still feel like there is a black community here and you know a lot of the people that are in the black community? So if you're in that part, you still feel like, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what about those people that have moved in from outside, like him?
Do you know this man?
I seen him, but
you don't want to say you know him.
I won't say I know him. I see him.
You just seen him out.
Yeah.
So, but what about the people that move in from outside? Are some of them friendly, or some of them not?
Oh,
friendly?
Some of them friendly.
So some of them become members of the community like him. But what about some of them still sort of stay?
Yeah.
Huh. So people make a choice when they move here if they sort of want to be part of the community.
I guess so.
Wow.
But do you consider yourself to be, I don't know what they call it, Roswellians? Do you consider yourself to be a Roswell native, really? Or do you, you know, like you say, I'm from Roswell, you know.
I'll say it.
You'll say it, but you don't.
Or do you say it from Calida?
You will. You don't say you're from Roswell. You'll say I'm from Coweta.
No, I say I'm from Roswell. I won't mind saying it.
See, I don't say I'm from. Yeah, just when people say, "Where are you from?" You know, where do you say? I live in Georgia, but I'm from Houston, Texas. I do not claim Georgia as my home. I've just lived here for a little while. I'm just visiting. Okay. Have you noticed some other changes with Roswell since you've been here?
Yeah, it's been a lot of changes.
Besides the growth, would you notice some other changes? Good or bad? Can you tell me about some of them?
About what?
No. Changes. Some of the changes that you've seen.
Do you think the changes are good or bad that you've seen?
They were good.
You think so? Mm-hmm.
Enough to have made you stay here, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some changes made me want to stay.
Like what? What are the changes that you've seen that you thought?
Well,
were
the
good
people
changes?
They were nice. They changed. You know that it was nice.
Did you make more money up here than you did in Cali?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you can make a lot more money here too.
So that's probably what made you stay here.
Working in the post office and making money and doing all that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I worked in the post. How long I worked in the post office?
I don't know.
So you should know.
Time.
You should know everybody from working in the post office. You saw all their mail.
No, I didn't see their mail. I just emptied out the bag.
Well, you just saw their name all over.
Yeah, I just emptied out the bag. I didn't handle, you know, emptied out the bag.
What else have you noticed in terms of changes in Roswell? Changes for the better, I guess.
Well, it's changes from the better.